Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
I've been watching this shit show play out since yesterday, and it is hilarious. Hey, Russell, how you doing? Hey, Virgil.
Hey, I'm doing all
hey,
right
Joe.
Down here.
Hang on a second.
Oh, I'm doing all right down here. It's been pretty damn wet down here in South Central Texas. And
it's still raining over there?
Hell, it's pretty much rained every day since last Tuesday.
Damn, it's been dry and basically all dry and hot over here, so and windy, you know. So, but I tell you, yeah. I've been watching the Dirt Island report when it came out yesterday. Oh my God, I've been watching FBI coming out, pointing fingers.
Durham belongs in the same category as Bill Barr. This man spent 4 years, $6 million. And he did expose a lot of corruption, nothing that we didn't already know, and nothing that anybody who hasn't been awake and paying attention didn't know. But 6 years, four years, $6 million later, he doesn't have enough evidence to convict anybody. So his shit, they got to him some way or another. Now, he did take three people to trial, all right? And anybody who's ever dealt with federal government before knows that federal prosecutor, it's almost impossible for a federal prosecutor to lose a case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He lost two cases. He lost two cases, and the one case that he did win, he didn't even uncover the evidence that got the guy convicted, okay? So, you know, everybody, tell me, Joseph, what was in that fucking report that we didn't know already? Virgil, either one of y'all, answer me that question.
Well, we've said it many times on the show, but it looks like we were correct, weren't we? After we were called stupid and called liars and all kinds of stuff, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we've been vindicated. Woohoo! We knew we were right, you know, and I didn't realize we cared what the rest of the fucking world thought, but if we did, okay.
Right.
You
what's your thoughts, brother?
But, Ed, what's going on? Okay, this IRS whistleblower, the one who... This guy had a crack team. I mean, award-winning, medal investigator who was turning all this stuff up on the Biden corruption, the Biden family corruption, all the way back to Obama receiving $30 million from a Chinese fronted company. This guy uncovered all this stuff. Well, guess what happened? The DOJ requested that his team be removed from the investigation, and they did. Okay, so all this about whistleblower protection is bullshit. This team of crack investigators who was all over and producing evidence, hard evidence to convict people, was relieved of duty by the request of the DOJ, which just pretty much amounts to a demotion. And their careers are pretty much over. So much for whistleblower protection. All right. I mean, what else
can
you say about
that? I said that yesterday, Russell. Thank you for pointing that out. I said the same thing yesterday. And I tell you, you know, but the thing is, this is going to exonerate Trump. And I have a strong feeling he's going to be reinstated. What is your thoughts on that?
Nope. I don't think he's going to have it. You got to remember, who's running the House? McCarthy. Who's running the Republic side of the Republicans? McConnell. All right? They are both just as guilty of this fraudulent election as the Democratic Party and Biden and the rest of it. Why don't we have a majority? Why don't we have a majority in the Senate? Because Mitch McConnell pulled funding from mega Republican candidates.
What's your thoughts, brother? I know you.
Well, the thing is, okay, first of all, you know, you can wave your Trump flag, put your Trump signs in the yard, Trump 24, okay, Trump is not going to win. Biden is going to win a second term, okay? Biden is going to win a second term. These people are through making mistakes, okay? They play dirty. You know, all of this, well, we can't be the ones fired the first shot. We can't. Bullshit. Until we get somebody or some people in there with balls big as a brass monkey, to freeze these bank accounts and seize these funds, because that's where their power comes from. Prostitutes and mercenaries do not work for free. You have to pay them. And once you're unable to pay them, they stop working.
Go easy on the mercenaries, bro.
Well, mercenaries come in many forms, Gunny. They come in many forms. Some wear fatigue, some wear suits. Okay? See these DOJ, these FBI, these ATF people? Those are mercenaries. They're not government employees. They're not agents. They're not servants of the people. They don't give a fuck about their oath of office. They're mercenaries. They're prostitutes. They're fucking whores. Okay? They're going to do whatever the pimp tells them to do.
Mm-hmm. It's like the ones that killed the white
But that's not going to have anything to do with Trump not winning the election, okay? If y'all think, if anybody out there thinks for one fucking second that President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, y'all think for one fucking second that these bullshit charges that the DA in New York brought up, if you think he's going to get a fair trial and walk away from that, you need to pinch yourself because you're sleeping, all right? New York doesn't give a shit about how corrupt they are, and they don't care. And Trump will not get a fair trial in New York. And even though Trump was not running the company when he went on, his son was, I guarantee you, he will be convicted of the felonies, and he will not be able to run. If you think I'm bullshitting, hold your breath and find out.
Exactly right. You're exactly right, Russ. They are going to pull out all stops. They are going to pull out all stops because, am I still on?
Yeah, you're there, brother.
Okay. They're going to pull out all stops because people fail to realize, okay, it's not who you want in office, okay? It's not who you want in office. It's who the military-industrial complex wants in the office. Look up the members of the military-industrial complex. Look up and follow the money. Follow the money. All right? It was the biggest scam and money grab since World War II by the military-industrial complex with this Bush 43 bullshit of invading Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the money. Look at the money that Halliburton, a member of the military-industrial complex, and Schlumberger made off that war.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? So, Virgil, I'm going to let you continue, but I want to add one thing to that. And the one thing, people, you got to remember about what Virgil is saying, he is 100% correct. But what Halliburton, Schlumberger and these other military industrial complex members got were no bid contracts. Those contracts were never up for bid. The government said these are the only companies that can handle it. Okay, Virgil, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you all people examples of this. You know those fancy Hummers that the military has, these Humvees they have? Just the tires. There is one manufacturer in the United States that makes tires for these things, and that is Michelin. Just off replacement of shot-up tires and destroyed tires on Humvees, $37 million. Look it up.
Okay, here's another one for you. Halliburton. All right? You got that many troops in land, laundry has to be done. They don't put washing machines in tents and stuff. So these people came down there, set up these mobile laundry and stuff like that. And, okay, so you've got, I don't know, at the height of that, what did we have, 300,000 troops or better in Iraq, between Iraq and Afghanistan, probably close to 500,000. I don't have the exact number with me, forgive me. They were charging, okay, you know what size your laundry bag is in the military, right? You might get a couple sets of fucking your utilities in there and stuff like that. You know, socks, a couple pair of underwear. They were charging $100 a bag to do laundry.
And $50 for a screwdriver.
You know, I mean,
remember those?
And Virgil is 100% right, man. I mean, he just hit the nail on the head. The corruption and the money made. And you know what? You know, they just come out now, and now the U.S., the U.K., and NATO are sending massive lethal weapons to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these people are making money hand over fist again, and they don't give a fuck. They are drawing the world into World War III. Because let me tell you something. They start unleashing some of this shit on Russia. You think Putin's going to sit there? What do you think is going to happen, Virgil?
Well, I tell you what. Today at my small town hall, it almost turned into World War III. Because the sheriff, Brett Stassi, went completely off his meds with Department of Homeland Security about putting this compound up in town to house these illegal aliens. And he told them basically how the cow chews the cabbage. He told them flat out, you know, they threatened to do this and do that. He said, let me tell you something right now. He said, I'm the sheriff of Iberville Parish. He said, in Louisiana, the only person that can arrest me is the governor, and he ain't going to do that. He said, I am not going to put my deputies, tie my deputies up, providing security for these illegals. He said, you bring illegals into this parish, they will be arrested. Okay, that's number one. He said, I'm not going to guarantee their safety if they leave that compound. He said, people around here protect their families, and they protect their families, protect their property, and protect their families, and they do it in a very, very ugly way. And I'm not going to put my deputies in a position of getting shot by friendly fire because one of your illegals decides to go in somebody's yard and tries to steal something, and I'm not going to subsidize prostitution and drugs with security. He said, you can forget it. You can forget it. So, we let them know how we felt.
But let me ask you a question, Virgil. Now, in Texas, your county sheriff is the ultimate law enforcement agent in that county, and he has the power to throw the feds out of his county. Does that work the same way in Louisiana?
Well, oh, yeah. Well, he told them flat out. He said if any federal agents try to obstruct the arrest of any illegals, he said he is going to have them arrested and charged with obstruction of justice.
And what he legally has the right to do?
And he let them know flat out, we got lawyers, too. You know, so if, and I mean, it got hot. It got hot in there. And the property owners, let me tell you something, Russ. The property owners, they were so scared, the Iberville Parish deputies had to escort them to the parish line after they got out of the town hall. Oh, it was hilarious, man. It was hilarious. It was hilarious, you know.
I saw that.
You know, and they said, you know, they request, you know, people have got rumors flying around that we were armed and everything else when we showed up. We were not armed when we showed up. Sheriff Stassi requested, he did not order it, he requested that no one brandish firearms at the town hall, and we respected that request because we respect our sheriff. He's a great sheriff. He stands behind us. He's not a politician. He is a law enforcement officer. He is the head law enforcement officer in this parish, and what he says goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what people fail to realize, guys, is that a sheriff has the right to arrest and escort any federal agent
out
of your state.
Joseph, that is other states. In Louisiana, you
mm-hmm.
read the Louisiana State Constitution, and you would drop, your jaw would hit the ground when you read the power that a Louisiana sheriff has in the state of Louisiana.
Well, all sheriffs have that. I know that law. All sheriffs have that power. I mean,
no,
if you guys remember.
States where they do not. Joseph, that is incorrect. There are some states where they do not. Now, Texas does. Virgil just informed us that Louisiana does. But let's talk, Grant, since we're on this subject, let's talk a minute about, you know, people go like, yo, it's invasion, whatever. And let me tell you what, all right, there are now 30 or 40 million illegal aliens in this country, okay? And probably somewhere around 30% of those are right here in the state of Texas. Now,
yep.
If you want to take a rock-solid conservative state and turn it blue, what would you do, Virgil?
Oh, yeah. You know, I would encourage Mexico to flush the toilet and send every piece of shit floating up here. You know, that's how I would do it. And that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. But they're creating a powder keg. And that is the exact words that we use. You are creating a powder keg. People around here, they drink a lot. And the one thing you do not want is a bunch of pissed off Cajuns running around with high-powered rifles making crawfish bait and alligator bait out of Mexicans. That is something you do not want. Trust me,
right?
They will do it. And if they figure out how to skin them and put them in a gumbo, they're going to do that too. You don't understand. You don't understand. When you come to Louisiana, you are coming to an entirely within boundaries, within borders, another country within the United States. It's an entirely different story once you cross that Sabine River. Entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
Russell will tell you that. He has been to this state a gazillion times.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He knows
no
my
doubt.
People. I know my people.
I've worked for a company out of Lake Charles for years. When we started up the Texas operation, they hired locals, but they got so busy over here, they were rotating Louisiana crews in and out. I worked in Louisiana on a pipeline called the Aegis Pipeline that cut across the Appalachian Basin. It was a 45-minute airboat ride from Butte La Rose to get to the work site, okay?
I know exactly where you're talking about, and it's pronounced Atchafalaya.
Atchafalaya, okay. Atchafalaya Basin, Butte La Rose is a 45-minute airboat ride. There's parts of that through there that probably they were the first time a human being stepped in that area in probably 100 friggin' years. And let me tell you, I met a lot of good people down there. I love the people down there. But I'm telling you what, they have their own set of rules. And you better step lightly if you think you're going to step across their boundaries. And, you know, I mean, Virgil knows what I mean.
Well, the thing is, like I said, you get a bunch of people, Cajuns, they go to these hole-in-the-wall bar rooms, they start getting pissed off at things, and you can't spit without hitting a shotgun or a 7mm Magnum. And, you know, I mean, it's people disappear around here all the time. They disappear around here all the time. And unless you're an expert in analyzing alligator shit, you ain't going to find them. Okay? And
oh, yeah.
you get somebody that's, you know, these Mexicans, that, you know, Russell, like you told me, they tried to kidnap a woman down there where you at, illegal. Okay? You have people, they see them hanging around these parks, these water parks and all, where the kids play at and kids ride their bikes. The kids still ride their bikes around here just as free as can be. But if they perceive a threat to their children or their grandchildren, some Pedro Jesus Achui is going to end up on the side of a milk carton saying, "El, come find a meal." You know, I mean, and that's what we told these people. That's what we told these people around here. We are not that we're not going to take chances. We're not going to ask questions. I told them flat out, if I catch one of them in the middle of the night when my dog starts barking and I put that Q-beam on him and he's in my yard, I'm not going to say a damn thing. I'm not going to call nobody. All you're going to hear is about three shots, and then y'all just come pick up the body. Don't come knock on my door and ask me shit, because you were warned.
Well, you know, if that thing is, man, and now, you know, they're saying they've got constantine wire up and supposedly this, that, one thing or another. But let me tell you, you know, these people have failed miserably at their job. They have broken their oath. And you've got to wonder what the hell, you know, and please, don't waste your breath trying to tell me, well, you know, there's good people in the DOJ, they're only messed up at the top, or there's good people in the FBI, you know, it's just the leadership that's messed up. Bullshit. If there were any good people in the DOJ or FBI, they'd be coming forward in droves. Bringing evidence that would put these people in a noose, but they choose not to do it because they're worried about this or that or whatever. Well, you know what? I don't give a shit what they're worried about. You know, I won't get fired. I will lose my pension. You know, pension. I won't get demoted. You know what? Does that oath you took mean a fucking thing to you? Does it mean anything to you? Because right now, as an American citizen looking in, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, Russell, every time somebody goes to court, if a normal person, average Joe Blue Collar, goes to court, the first thing they do, they bring up any past criminal record, and that includes everything on down from a felony to a parking ticket. Okay,
yep.
Let's look at the past record of the FBI. Okay, let's look at the past record. Okay, J. Edgar Hoover, a tranny, a transvestite, head of the FBI, known racist, all right, allowed drugs to be introduced into Los Angeles, Harlem, and everything else to try and genocide black people, okay, to get them hooked on drugs. Okay, let's look at Randy Weaver, okay? Randy Weaver shot his wife while she was holding her infant child, breastfeeding her infant child, shot her in the head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then after it was all said and done and the man went to court, the man got the case thrown out because of entrapment. And the reason it was entrapment is because the FBI gave an informant two sawed-off shotguns. This is the way it went down. gave the informant two sawed-off shotguns to sell to Randy Weaver. And Randy Weaver bought these things from the informant. Okay? You cannot do that. You cannot do that.
That
was entrapment.
You don't have to go that far. When you talk about genocide and the United States government, let me tell you, let's go way the fuck back, you know. Let's go back. Let's put smallpox on the blankets we're giving to the Native Americans. Let's go to Wounded Knee, you know. Let's go to what you were just talking about, Randy Weaver. Let's go to Waco. So let me tell you something, you know, the shit they do about Waco was bullshit. These were just people who wanted to be left alone, da-da-da, like that. Let me tell you something. Pull up. I double dog dare you to pull up the FBI's record on using tear gas. From like 19... from the 1960s all the way up through Waco. Everywhere they...
Well, I remember watching all that.
Let him finish, Joe.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Russell.
You know, from the 1960s all the way up to... anywhere they used tear gas like that, the death didn't occur from shooting. The death occurred from fire. So when they went in there with that tear gas, they knew a fire was going to occur. And now, I'm not a lawyer, but if that ain't premeditated murder, I don't know what the fuck is.
You're confusing people with the designation of what they used. Okay? It was a form of tear gas, but it was a form of tear gas called CS gas. It's military grade. The tear gas they use today, CS gas, puts it to shame. It cannot compare with CS gas. Trust me. Me and Russell got a lung full of this shit in the gas chambers, okay, because it's mandatory that you get a lung full of this shit. And I'm going to tell you what, you throw up for 3 days after you get a lung full of this shit.
Yeah, it was tear gas, CS gas. I mean, I was just using the term that the listeners would be familiar with,
right,
okay?
Right,
but they knew from friggin', 35, 40th previous year that when they sent this stuff in there that it was going to cause fire and people were going to be...
Exactly.
Burned to death. That is absolute bottom line. And Virgil, if you and I went in somewhere and threw some CS gas in there and the fire started and everybody burned up, what would we be charged with?
The JAG would crucify us. But here's the thing too, ladies and gentlemen, when you pop off a canister of CS gas, okay, I dare anybody, I will give you a gas mask to put on. I dare anybody to walk up to it and grab it with their hand and pick it up. I dare you.
Mm-hmm.
CS gas, white phosphorus, thermite grenades all use the same principle. They are incendiaries. They tell you that in training. This is an incendiary, which means this will cause a fucking fire. A military smoke grenade will cause a fucking fire. They're incendiary. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they knew this. They knew this.
If you've ever had to pop smoke, for those of you who serve, if you ever had to pop smoke, have you ever walked over and see what happened to the area where that smoke hit? It's going to be burnt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see that bullshit on Apocalypse Now, the guy on the acid popping the smoke grenade and waving it around, purple smoke. Look, purple haze. All that's bullshit. That's bullshit. he would unass that son of a bitch within 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah.
Or he would cook his hand off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But, you know, I mean, now, just today, DHS, with the DOJ, has come out. Now, this, y'all going to have to excuse my dark humor, but this actually made me laugh out loud. Well, we know that, you know, Christians have been termed as potential extremists. You know, they got to have a reason to come after you, right? But what cracked me up, they added vegans and Christians to the news list. So guess what, you pasty, white, malnutrition motherfuckers, welcome to the club.
Yep.
Right, right, right.
Oh, and well, just that, just FYI, brother, and Joseph, at the town hall today, they were taking pictures of license plates.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they were. Oh,
I believe it.
Oh, Virgil, I'm so glad you said that, because that reminded me of something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while, and I keep forgetting it because there's so much other stuff going on. But let's just backtrack a little bit. Give me about 2 or 3 minutes here, and I'll be done, guys. In the last 3 years, what are we up to now? The last number I heard was 17, but 17, 20 or so mysterious accidents at food processing plants, you know, burning down, mysteriously blowing up, all these train derailments and stuff like that. So anyway, let's go back to the spy balloon. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. That balloon wasn't sending anything back to China, okay? Not a fucking thing, all right? What that thing was doing was giving a new set of orders to their sleeper cells here in the U.S. Now, you can't tell me, since Joe Biden come to office, that 17, 18, 19, whatever we're up to now, food processing plants have mysteriously burned. Bird flu has hit some of the biggest poultry farms in the U.S. You had several thousand beef cattle killed because a mysterious breakout of blackleg. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we are being operated against. There are 300 to 400 Chinese nationals a day coming across the border, ladies and gentlemen. And Virgil can testify to this. I'm sure Joseph can, too. You just don't get on a plane and leave China.
That's exactly right.
Am I wrong, guys? What do you think?
Oh,
about
no.
That?
No, 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 no. It's very difficult to get on a plane and leave China. But if you're a Chinese national and you come back from the United States or Europe and go back to China, ho, 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 you talk about you're giving one hell of a security colonoscopy. I mean, these people here, they're something else. There's something else about international travel. You got to be somebody of well prestige in China to just get up and jump on a plane and leave the country.
Right, right. You don't have people sneaking out of China. That's not how it works, because I guarantee you every port, every means of leaving that place has got buku security, okay? So, you know, these 300 or 400 Chinese nationals come across the border today. And let me ask you something else. I know Virgil knows the answer to this. What are the three things that you take out if you're invading the country? The supply chain, communication,
that's it,
and utilities, right?
That's right.
So,
and
so what's next?
If you remember right, ladies and gentlemen, because you see, this is the United States of America. We're so arrogant, and we're so self-centered that we've become forgetful. Okay, remember those power stations that got shot up in the Carolinas and other places in the country? Okay, that was not a coincidence. That wasn't kids out there playing, you know, that took Papa's double barrel shotgun out of the gun case and decided to play with it. You know,
these were people who knew what had to be destroyed to take out these things. And what Virgil was talking about was nothing but a test run.
You see, people, and I'm like Carmelita, you know, 2023, we're coming up on the six-month marker of 2023, okay? It's going to get hotter, not because it's summer. It's going to get hotter with all of this. You're looking at this debt ceiling. You're looking at more banks going under because, you see, I know Russell, and I know a lot of people don't watch this stuff on the news, but I do watch these financial reports and these things like this. You're talking about, you know, they're concerned with the debt ceiling and America defaulting on its debt. Okay, that is a smokescreen. Okay, that is a smokescreen. You have banks, several predominantly large banks that are fixing to go under because they invested money into these high-rise condominiums and office buildings and things like that. And full companies are leaving the United States now and vacating these office buildings, and the investors don't have anybody renting these things. These things rent for quite a bit every month and at least a year, okay? So the banks aren't getting their money back. They're not getting paid. So they're going to be in a bind. They're going to be in the red. So what do we have to do? We have to raise this debt ceiling, and we have to justify printing more money to bail out these banks. Because
okay.
if these banks go under, let me tell you what, if you got money in the bank right now, you better get it out. You better get it out right now.
Let me tell you something else. Here's something that definitely shows Virgil on the right track. I don't know anybody who caught this, okay? Everybody talks about FDIC, all right? Federal Depository Insurance Company. Well, let me tell you what's happened in the last week. The FDIC and the Treasury Department, which basically, you know, they said FDIC, da-da-da-da. This is all the fucking Treasury Department. They've gone to the big banks that are barely hanging on now with their hands out and saying, hey, you guys need to help us cover the cost of all this. So there's your red flag, ladies and gentlemen. And that just absolutely confirms what Virgil was just saying. The FDIC has gone to these big, big banks. We're talking Chase, J.P. Morgan, et cetera, et cetera. With their hands out, hey, you guys need to help cover the cost of this. Now, if that doesn't throw a real flag up, I don't know what should, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you, and, you know, it's not going to take much. And I tell you what, if the U.S. dollar ceases to become the international standard for oil trading, which China, Russia, South Africa, and I think Brazil was the other country, has already joined forces, and they've been courting the Saudis big time, because the Saudis, they know Joe Biden's a joke, right? You are going to get a crash that absolutely will just, that'll make the stock market crash in the 20s and the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic, ladies and gentlemen.
That is right, Russell. It's a domino effect because Trump said it. If Biden, if this man gets in office, your 401ks are going to go into the toilet. Look at your 401ks now. Now.
Yep. Yes, sir. They are,
and
man. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a lot closer to happening than anybody is willing to talk about. Actually, no one's talking about it because whether you're on one side of the fence or the other, and Dave is sitting on the fence has long passed. they don't want to talk about it. They don't want you to know about it. I mean, even the conservatives haven't touched on this.
Well, Gunny, it's like this. Anybody that falls for the bullshit that he's coming up with, well, we're going to start from the middle and go out and from the bottom and go up with the economy. Okay. That has been tried. That is the socialist manifesto that is the basis of all socialism that has ever tried to take over any place in the world. And it has failed. It has
and
been
I know
one massive failure after another.
And
I think Virgil said this a long time ago. Looks good on paper. Hey,
let me tell you this, though. What Virgil is talking about, and I know I've said this once a week, at least. I know y'all are probably tired of hearing it, but I'm going to say it again. Not one Republican has said anything about the tax increases in this debt limit ceiling. Not one.
Right.
Those tax cuts we got from President Trump, kiss them motherfuckers goodbye. Well, it's not going to affect anybody under $400,000 a year. Bullshit. These corporations don't pay taxes. If their taxes go up, guess what? The prices on the products they're selling go up. You think these big corporations are going to eat a lot? No. They're not going to. It's coming right back down to us and inflation. And let me tell you, people are going, oh, well, Ukraine, this, that caused the inflation. No. The U.S. government has caused this inflation. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, how about what would happen if you went to the bank and, say, I'm at my limit on my credit card, but throw that one away and give me a new one, And these are the same bastards that has the audacity to give you and I a credit score. These people are 32 right. trillion fucking trillion, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know how long that is? The U.S. economy produces somewhere around $6 trillion a year, okay? So if they took every cent that every American made for 5 years, they get pretty close to knocking out the deal. This can't go on. By the billions and billions of dollars. You want to know why you can go to the grocery store in 1975 and for $30 walk out of there with a friggin' grocery cart full of groceries? And now you can walk into a grocery store, $30, they can buy you shit. You know why? Because it's monopoly money, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Richard see Dick Nixon, oh, I am not a criminal.
I was just fixing to touch on that.
Yeah, he took us off the gold standard. And since that day, the American dollar has dwindled. And let me tell you what.
Exactly.
And right now, today's dollar is worth about a nickel to what it was in 1975.
That's what I was just fixing to say, Russell. I was just fixing to say that. You could fix this national debt and this economy with the stroke of a pen if somebody had the nuts to do it. Put the United States dollar back on the gold standard. And I guarantee you within a week, you will see the biggest economic change in this country in history.
Well, look at all that gold that guy here in Chino.
Let me ask you something, though, Virgil. Do you think there's actually any gold left in Fort Knox, or has it all been sold to the Chinese?
Well, no, I don't think so, Russell. But, you see, if it's still here in the United States, there is a saying, a legal term, possession is 9/10 of the law. And if we had some people, some real people with real power that were able not only to grab a pen and write some down on a piece of paper, but take that hand that holds that pen and hold up that middle finger and point it at China, there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do.
Well, and let's look at it like this again, too. If we went back on the gold standard and we flipped China and the rest of the world, I said, you know what, we're going to start taking care of our own, da-da-da, like this and that. But, you see, the problem is, okay, let's talk about something for a second. Let's talk about the Department of Education, EPA, ATF, all these fucking agencies that they've got, okay? Now, the Constitution clearly states that the only people that can write and pass laws is the Congress. So all these agencies, all these regulations coming from these agencies are unconstitutional. But it's not a law, it's a regulation. Well, I tell you what, you go ahead and buy you an automatic rifle without without the ATF and all that stuff involved. And guess what? That regulation is going to get you thrown in prison, is it not? So therefore, it is a law. So all this shit is unconstitutional, and we've talked about this, Virgil and I have really talked about it, is that all this shit started right after World War II and has snowballed into it to where the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, as far as our government is concerned, Republicans and Democrats alike, the Constitution is null and void. And I don't think wrong.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong because it's all a bunch of connected factors. Number one, after World War II, we let this organization come into the United States called the United Nations. That was the biggest fuck-up that we have ever done. Because ever since then, the United States has been on a riverbank that's getting undermined and has been sinking into the bottom. Okay? Everything. If you look at from its conception on down to now, everything that the UN has been involved in when it concerns the United States has been the ultimate fuck-up for the United States. They have used us for their piggy bank. They have used us for their police force, and they're treating us like their bitch. And as soon as we get the United Nations out of the United States and get our ass out of the United Nations, a lot better off this country is going to be.
Well, let me add something to that. But I'm going to tell you something. And the next person who tells me, well, you know, we got to all get out and vote, and we need, you know, Republican president, Republican Senate, Republican House. We had that for 2 years under Trump. What got done? Fucking nothing. So the next person, you know what? Because the deep state is not elected, and they run the country. And until you are able to quit looking in the mirror and lying to yourself, that is never going to change. You're not going to vote. This is the beach. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to take a great friggin' reset, and the people of America are going to have to rise up and say enough. Now, you're going to have, and you know what? There's 40 million illegal aliens in the country, and you probably got another 40 million leftist communists on the West Coast about that. And so the country's pretty much split down the middle. And ladies and gentlemen, there's only one way to fix this. And until you find the level to stand up for what is right for America, the Constitution. And let me tell you something else. Now, people go, we prayed on it. You know, God got this. You poor dumb bastards have been brainwashed by a weak, feckless church that no longer teaches the word of God. And y'all have been brainwashed into thinking, well, God will fix this. And I've said this before, God is not going to reach down here with a big hand and swipe all this shit away. All right? Now, can we be victorious? Yes, we can. God will give us the means to be victorious, but you got to get off your asses, and you have to fight the battle. And the next preacher that tells you God will fight your battles, you need to fucking go ahead and just slap the fucking stupid out of him, okay?
That's it.
And he's the Bible one.
That's it. Because, Russell, whenever you bring this kind of thing up, and I like to bring up movies because if you really watch a lot of these movies, you know, there's messages in there. The movie Scarface, all right, I'm going to walk you through it. When Al Pacino and his buddy were on the beach and he spotted that girl and he went over to that girl and he stuck his tongue out at that girl being nasty and everything and she slapped the piss out of him, okay, he came back and Tony Montana said, no, you're doing it wrong. He said, first you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the girl. Okay? Now, look at it as in the picture of our country now. Okay? Who's got the power? The people with all the money. Who's getting all the pussy? People with all the money. And who's getting fucked? Us. On a daily basis.
Yep.
By the people who have all the money. You take away the money. That's what I'm trying to say. You take away the money. We freeze assets of foreign governments. We froze the assets of Iran when they pulled that bullshit at the embassy. We froze it for years. Okay? We froze assets. We're taking assets from Russian businesses and things like that. Because of this Ukraine bullshit. If you freeze the assets of Pelosi, Schumer, Shifty Shift, all the way up the line, if you freeze the assets and you take those people's money away, then their prostitutes and their mercenaries are going to say, so long, pleasure doing business with you.
But the always, mm-hmm. but the always. But the only people who can do that would be the DOJ and FBI. We ain't, no, that ain't going to happen. But let me add something real quick before we close. Virgil, I went to the range and run that 6-hour Scorpion Emperor 45.
Uh-huh.
That son of a bitch is sweet. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they are sweet. They are sweet, but I guess I'm just an old dinosaur. I like the clack clack of my 911.
Well, this is a 1911. This is run on a 1911 platform.
Oh, okay.
You can't tell the difference between looking at it and a Colt. I'll send you a picture later.
Well, I guarantee you, you pull the slide back on yours, you got to damn near be Lou Ferrigno to pull the slide back on mine.
anyway.
What time do you want to do until Thursday?
Yeah, let's do one Thursday. I got to get out of here, guys. I got a long day tomorrow, but it's been great.
Right.
And,
yeah, good show. Yeah. Good show.
I think it was. Virgil, you be safe out there on the road, brother. Joseph,
yeah, we're gonna make sure and get a caller in and let you go off your meds again. I enjoyed the fuck out of that.
Right. Well, we'll come back Thursday and we'll see what happens and see what goes down. You know, I'm just watching them finger pointing now. It's laughable. You know,
it's hilarious. It's hilarious. There's a bunch of diversions going on, and a lot of dumbasses are watching this. And trust me, they're doing something else while they're putting all of this shit on TV, radio, and in the newspapers. They're doing something else. They've got their hands in somebody's pocket somewhere. Okay. Somewhere, somebody is getting robbed and raped. Okay?
Well,
yep.
Well, you know, while they got all this going on and this and that, of course, you know, we have no American troops on the ground in Ukraine. And we got a few there. Well, the first American has been killed in Ukraine, and Russia said that they're going to send the body back to the U.S. So, I mean, I don't even know what to say about it. I'm not half teaching about half the damn thing.
Right.
But anyway, I got to go, guys, man. I love you guys. Be safe.
All right.
And we'll talk to you Thursday.
Later, brother.
All right. You all be safe out there, and everything. I'm right in the middle of moving my mom. She's actually moving up into Arkansas and everything, so we've been busy packing her up and everything. And as y'all know, she was diagnosed recently with LDS, which is cancer, and everything. So, but, you know, I tried to warn people about the shots, and that's when she got it. Right after the Pfizer. He's worried up and down. So,
well, Joseph, I got a question for you. I got not to get off to interrupt you or anything. What's the information? What's the latest 411 on this shooter y'all had in New Mexico?
They said that he was out. I was watching a report earlier, and they were saying that he was out shooting people at random.
Yeah, well, I know that. What about the background on this? What about the background on this mental malfunction?
They haven't released too much information and everything, but there are extremely gun control. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Y'all keep bringing up shit that I can't get out here now. Oh, yeah. The government is going to keep you safe. Turn in your guns. You don't need them. We're going to protect you. Well, let's talk about this guy who walked into a congressman's office and attacked two of his aides with a aluminum baseball bat.
Okay.
I didn't hear,
sounds like my kind of guy.
Yeah.
Right?
They're not saying much about the shooter, but they're saying he did have mental health issues.
So them not saying anything means that they have something that they don't want to release because it's going to prove the point of legitimate gun holders. Okay,
exactly.
That is the only reason why. If he was wearing a Make America Again mega hat, it would be all over the news. But I guarantee you, this is another case of another transgender going on fantasy PMS with a rifle. But they did mention he used an AR-15. Now, he had multiple weapons, but the only one mentioned was the AR-15. And,
said there was 150 rounds they found on the ground, but they don't know which side it came from.
But
and that's what they're saying on that.
And this is something to do with somebody that is far on the left side, and he's probably got a manifesto, and this, that, and the other. And because as soon as a shooter comes and they got a manifesto that's racist or whatever, it's immediate release 5 minutes after the fucking shooting.
Well, according to a witness, he said that what was mysterious about the whole thing was there was a car that wasn't there that was, and all of a sudden it showed up, and that's about 5 minutes later, that's when the shooting started. So the guy didn't belong in that area. So we'll find out more tomorrow. Let's put the whole news conference tomorrow. I'll let you know what's going on.
They're going to bring up, Russell, what is this called? A connoisseur of modern day philosophy and advice. Okay.
Several people were killed.
That is what's known in layman's terms as a bullshit artist. Okay.
Yep. Exactly.
And that's
what's
going to get up behind that fucking podium, in front of that fucking microphone, and it's going to be all kind of fucking bullshit.
Yep. My state Robertson's been on the news a lot over here because just about a month ago, the police department went into the wrong house and killed a guy. Yep. So this ain't nothing new out here. You know. We'll go ahead and close off. We'll be back Thursday, and we'll just have to see what's going to go on. So you guys be safe out there. Russ Virgil, I hope the insurance finally gets in touch with you.
Yeah, they're taking their sweet goddamn time getting the insurance put on this truck so I can go back to running.
And I hope Russell doesn't need a boat to row himself out.
The other day it came down so hard in Louisiana, I caught a 5-pound bass in my front yard, but I didn't keep him, though. I didn't keep him. He said he was from the Kingdom Hall and he wanted to talk about the last days, so I threw the son of a bitch back. Them Jehovah's Witnesses are getting, them Jehovah's Witnesses are getting clever, boy, I'm telling you.
Right. All right, guys. Well, we'll go ahead and sign off, and we'll see y'all Thursday, and y'all be careful out there.
All right, everybody. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.